Today is September 18th, 2019. Welcome to the Restore Interviewing Flow with 7th and 8th Grade Male Podcast. I'm going to be your host, Dr. Dre. We got Ms. Rollett, and we got Dr. Tim Johnson, and also Mr. TJ Stone. And we got some of the coolest students in the world, and we're going to prime you and prime them with questions. Mr. Stone, we're glad to have you back. How are you?
I'm doing excellent. It's good to be back. Thanks for having me.
Okay, you got a buddy sitting next to you. What's his name?
Elijah Amick.
Tina Turner.
Elijah Amick. All right. We are going to throw out some questions. We need all eyes and hands on deck. Why? And ladies, you should be prepared for this. Caitlin, where's... Be prepared for this one. Why should we have animals allowed to visit the school? I'm going to ask it again. Why should we allow animals to visit the school? Hands are raised, and we're going to ladies first. Miss Caitlin.
It is a stress reliever.
A stress reliever to Riley Gore.
It's a stress reliever if somebody's taking a test.
Stress reliever if somebody's taking a test. Thank you for adding in there.
I don't know. Animals are also a really good support system.
Animals are good support system. I love it. I love it. I love it. Miss Savannah.
They're a way to like get to know other people.
Conversation starter.
Yeah, conversation starter. That's what I'm talking about. Dylan.
They're flexible.
Say it again.
They're flexible.
In what ways are they flexible? Somebody jump in. How are animals flexible? Say it again.
They do tricks.
They do tricks. They can do backflips. Someone told me the other day about pressing a bell to go outside. Sturban.
They're cute.
They're cute. I got to go down here. Who did I miss? Elijah.
I like pets. That's why we need them.
Okay. I can take it.
Pets are the best thing to have at school because they are like, because they want to be, I can't get the right word out. Go with the flow.
Thank you. Say that again, Ms. Rowlett. Thank
they
you,
Trent. They go with the flow.
Pets know how to go with the flow.
They are a good sensory experience for some of our students that are on the spectrum and have sensory issues.
Sensory. I love it. I love it, Dr. Stone. I'm coming over here with Lily.
They're there when we need them anytime in times of depression and times of happiness.
That's right. They're there when we need them. Caitlin, Lexi, Emily, everything that you guys shared last week, I did the homework. And I watched a video on YouTube about pets knowing when their masters are coming home. And so there were soldiers who were returning home after being deployed. Oh, my goodness. They make you, oh, my God. So, watch this. You guys have sparked, get ready, guys. You guys have prayed and engineered your first animal into restoring Hope Christian Academy. Watch this. Use your imagination. On the count of three, I prayed and asked Katia to create a work. Hold it up.
Hold it higher.
The cat.
Yeah.
TJ Stone, can you see that?
Yes.
Let me hear you read that loudly.
I can.
All eyes up.
Closer.
All eyes up.
The godly care for their animals, but the wicked are always cruel.
The godly care for their animals, but the wicked are always cruel. That is Proverbs chapter 12, verse 10. Let's do that together. Proverbs chapter 12, verse 10. The godly care for their animals, but the wicked are always cruel. Again, the godly care for their animals, but the wicked are always cruel. Last time, the godly care for their animals, but the wicked are always cruel. That's good. Proverbs 12, 10. That is going to be one of your shoe-ins, one of the ways that you will lobby for animals to be able to come to school. Savannah, something that you said caught Mrs. Rollitt's eye, and it caught her heart. That it's a great way to meet people. I'll be able to see a woman by the name of Mrs. Sweat 50 years from now, and the word Oreo were instantly connected forever. Forever. One word. One being. We instantly know each other. I love it. Sign of hands. Who has animals here? Oh. Who has animals? I want to see hands up high. That is only a couple, guys, so we're at about 90, high 90%. Good, 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 good. Now, all right, hands down. Tell me this much. I asked my daughter this, who's a senior in high school, and I'm going to ask you all. Should animals be able to go? You got to raise your hand. Don't just blurt it out. Should animals be able to go to church? Emily.
I think that specifically service animals. But as long as your dog, I think that a church is kind of a place for, like, not to bring any distractions in. And I think that as much as I love animals, I love them to the point where it would definitely be a distraction for me. So maybe service animals.
Love it, Emily. Come on, Riley Arth.
Like what she said, like service animals or anyone who needed like sensory, like Mr. Stone said, but not just because you want to bring your pet to church.
Okay. Give it to me.
I think that you shouldn't be able to because some people have allergies and they could have a serious allergic reaction and die.
All right. Good stuff.
I think yes, because I want to hear a dog speak in tongues.
No, because like Emily said, it might be a distraction. Unless it's a service dog, because then you might have a dog like just pooping and peeing all over the place and barking during the service.
Like it, I like it. One more.
I think that dogs should be, boy animals should be allowed, because like, if you're meeting someone new, you could, like, that's how you could end up talking to them.
I love it. I love it. You know what I was just thinking of, TJ? Jesus rolled in on a
donkey.
So actually, there was an animal at church. All right, we're going to sign off today. Again, is September 18th. Restoring Hope podcast with some of the coolest students that I've ever met in my life. Don't forget, Proverbs 12:10. Proverbs 12:10. Give me a.
The godly cares for their animals, and the wicked are cruel.
Cruel again.
The godly care for.
Excellent job.
See ya.
See ya. See ya.